Nighttime Live continues here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And if you are a fancier of the stage, if you've seen a lot of plays this year, or maybe just one or two, the Emma Award nominations have been released. The Emma Awards is through the FMCT, among other places, and they're picking the best of the arts on stage. And joining us right now is Scott Brunsven. I pronounced it wrong, didn't I, Scott?
Brunsven. Pretty close.
And Scott is the director of over there at the FMCT, and we want to thank you for joining us here to talk a little bit about your ballot that's coming up. Stage Artistic Director. There, I got it right.
That's correct. Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, by the way, the FMCT has been around for how long?
We are in our 68th season here at FMCT.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And there's been so much that's gone over through those 68 years. You know, I mean, one of my favorites, of course, is one time, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Dustin Hoffman direct a play over there once?
That is correct. Actually, he served as the FMCT artistic director for one of the seasons here, and then he went on, I think 2 years later, to release The Graduate. So, yeah, it's an exciting piece of the history here at FMCT.
Scott is telling us about the Emma Award nominations that have been just released, and it is your chance to vote on some of the different plays and musicals that have been produced there on the stage over the last season. First of all, how many were there this year? Seems like a lot, Scott.
You know, I'd have to do my quick math, but I believe we were at 16 shows that we had on the stage, and that was done by 5 different theater companies. And the only two that we exclude in the overall season are the two that come up still here in June, and they are open enrollment programs and are tuition-based, so they are not eligible for the overall Emma Awards. And it's been really exciting because this year we're actually changing the format just a little bit with the Emma Awards to include all the companies that have done work with us on the stage.
The awards, by the way, are named after Ms. Herbst, right?
That is correct. As a nod back, she was one of the founding donors who helped get our building up and running when they actually constructed the building in the 60s. And she was one of the major donors to really put forth that last push to get the stage built for us.
Scott, you mentioned all the productions that were there this year. It must have been a heck of a time scheduling those, huh?
Yeah, the master calendar ends up getting really full, and you know, with different rehearsals as well as the technical load-ins, and on top of all that, managing all the volunteers who come in to help run the shows, as far as the ushers and ticket takers and all those volunteers that help make this community theater really run. It is the challenge to kind of get everybody in, but we've really, since 2009, when we launched the stage as a collaborative entity for performance space, it's really been remarkable to see the growth not only in the companies but also in the community's attachment and love of the theater.
I was going to mention that. I have I used to go to the plays a lot, but then I got into a different time slot in radio here.
Sure.
But I've noticed that I went to 2 this year, and I noticed a real nice increase as far as audience attendance was concerned.
Yes, we've been truly blessed with that. You know, this season was a blockbuster, sort of in our programming sense. We've had a lot of big name shows, with Christmas doing Wizard of Oz, FMCT doing Joseph again in April, 2 really well known shows. And then alongside that, we had Young Frankenstein, which is a regional premiere done by Music Theater Fargo Moorhead, and then 2 other dramas done by Tin Roof that are also regional premieres, as far as Schoolhouse and Twilight of the Golds. And so it was a season of regional showcases and regional premieres. And so that, I think, helps draw that energy and the vibrancy of the community theater and everything that's going on here at the stage.
By the way, how did Young Frankenstein turn out? I didn't get a chance to go over there, but I was so mad that I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I mean, in Mel Brooks' writing style, there's nothing but fun and nothing but comedy. And of course, under the direction of Craig Ellingson, the show was wildly funny, well choreographed. You know, and a newcomer to the stage, Jay Olson, who played the monster, definitely had the memorable moments in his dancing as well as his line delivery. So you can always find a good, fun production when Mel Brooks is behind the writing.
This is the stage artistic director, Scott Brusvin, and he is joining us right now to talk about the Emma Awards. The nominations have been posted and are out today, and we're going to tell you just a little bit about where to find them in just a couple of moments. The fact that the stage has been there for in the Emma K. Herbst Playhouse, I still call it that back in the ancient days, has been there for so long. Talk about the growth, not only just there, but in the theatrical sense in this community.
Well, yes, it has grown significantly. You know, when we look back at the history here, the FMCT has always had a strong presence within the Fargo-Moorhead area. You know, and in the 60s, when the building was formed, it ran anywhere between 6 to 8 productions a year. And a little note of history is we actually still call the playhouse inside the building the Emma K. Herbst Playhouse. And the building itself is the stage at Island Park. But As we sort of look at the landscape, not only here at FMCT and what we are doing as an individual company, but sort of in the last 10 to 15 years, the growth of new companies, the growth of the patrons, and their buy-in to the arts has really been an overwhelming support. I mean, you know, when we look at companies that we work with all the time with Theater B and the way that they have grown as a company now in their 11th year, the companies that work here that are in their 10th seasons, both MTFM, Music Theater Fargo-Moorhead, and Tin Roof Theater Company, both celebrating 10 years of theater, being able to have these niche-defined missions, being successful within the community really, really is heartwarming to me as an artistic director, and definitely something that when we notice the growth of downtown, we notice the growth in our community, people are really clamoring for that cultural experience, and I believe that really plays into our overall quality of life here in the FM area.
By the way, forgive me about that, the stage and the playhouse, because I still call it Moorhead State, okay?
that is, you know, and that's the thing is that, you know, we have gone through a few name changes, and we just want to make sure that everybody does know that the history is really important to us here, and so making sure that Emma is still recognized and given credit for the work that she did, as well as, you know, the FMCT is a resident company at the stage. It gets complicated. We know. We try to explain it all the time. But, you know, it can be either the Playhouse to a lot of people or FMCT to a lot as well. So,
by the way, I if folks haven't been there for some time, that's just a lovely, lovely, I don't know what you would call it when you first come in, the reception area there?
Yeah, the new pavilion space is what we call it, a pavilion.
It's beautiful. So, yeah. It's just beautiful.
Well, and that was a recent expansion. It, you know, it used to be an open-air gazebo. It was originally intended to be enclosed, and just here 2 years ago, we had a fantastic gift from the Catherine Kilborn Burgum Trust, as well as combined gifts between Doug Burgum and his sister Barbara Burgum to finish that space off for us and to bring our accessibility to the space up to code. And it's a gorgeous place, not only to come in and get your tickets, but also for post receptions and things of that nature for the theater as well.
All right. What year is this for the Emmas?
I believe, if I do my math right, it's the 16th Annual Emma Awards.
All right. Now, what are the folks going to be seeing? First of all, there is a ballot. Tell us about the categories.
Sure. We've actually expanded the Emma Awards this season, and as we've expanded the stage here now in its fifth season, we really wanted to be able to combine FMCT's individual company Emma Awards into an award ceremony that recognized all of the theaters that were participating here at the stage. And so we added a few categories, and then we've broken a couple of different things down as well. So overall, we have new categories like Best Musical, Best Play, and then also nodding to all of the artistic leaders, artistic teams, and doing a Best Director, Best Choreographer, Best Music Director, Scenic Lighting, all those designers that have worked on those productions to make them what they are. And then we also have a couple of the companies are doing individual company awards for performance. And so FMCT will continue to give out its awards for, you know, Best Leading Actor, Leading Actress, in both plays and musicals, as well as Tin Roof Theater Company is also participating in the individual performance awards. And we brought all the companies together for those overall awards. So you're still going to see a new category this year in best overall leading actor in a play and in a musical. Same thing for actress in a play and a musical. That's combining all six companies together. And those companies again are Music Theater Fargo-Moorhead, Tin Roof Theater Company, Bear Stage Theater Company, ACT UP, which is a newer company to the area, and the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theaters Productions.
Now I know somebody out there is going to say, Harris, ask him, what is the Emmy? Is it a trophy? Is it a certificate? What is it?
It is a, we have a, it's a glass award that we give out. It's, you know, our celebration, much like the Tonys. We don't, you know, we don't go deep into the cash vaults to give out gold-plated awards, but we do give a nice award that they can take home and display on shelves and really remember back to the work that they did on that particular production.
Now, the voting process is started. It's going on right now. How do people vote?
The easiest way is to go to either any of the theater companies are going to be having the ballot on their Facebook pages. So that's the social side of it. And then we will also be putting it on the Stage at Island Park website, which is thestageatislandpark.org. And that'll be right in the middle area. You'll be able to see the big Emma Award logo, and you'll be able to click on that and get to the ballot. And then we'll, if you're part of our e-newsletter or our contact base, that we'll also be sending out an invitation to vote through that. So those are the electronic ways. If anybody does not have access to the electronic media, we will have ballots available at the stage in the box office.
Okay. When does the voting close on that?
The voting closes 1 week from today, so on the, what is it, the 19th of May at 12 noon.
Okay. And the ceremony?
The ceremony is on May the 22nd. It's Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m., and it's a really fun night. We do sort of model it after the Tony Awards or the Oscars, and we have a lot of all of the musicals that were done in the season. We'll showcase a song selection throughout the night, so there'll be live entertainment. We have presenters, and we even have our own Emmets, you know, the pretty people that stand behind and hand the award to the presenters, and we really try to make it a fun event. And then we have a really big party that happens afterwards in the Catherine Kilborn Burgum Pavilion.
You don't have any people trying to fill them with their seats when they come up to accept it then, huh?
I don't know. We have to have some good gate control today.
Well, listen, everybody, Stage Artistic Director Scott Brusven has been our special guest here at KFGO. Scott, before I let you go, what's up next over there on the stage at the FMCT at the Emma Hertz Playhouse?
The last show in our season is going to be opening up on Thursday, which is the Silver Follies, which is the area's only over 50s performing arts troupe. And so they are going to be doing a nod back to the last 10 years of their musicals. 10 years ago, they started performing full-scale musicals. And so we're taking a few songs from each one of those shows and looking back at the decade of musicals. And so that'll run this Thursday through Sunday. Then we're officially done with the season. With our summer programs, we'll be doing Cinderella Kids here at the theater in June. And then we're also partnered with Moorhead Community Education to do Peter Pan Jr. over at the high school at the end of June. So that will be our two summer programs for kindergarten through eighth graders.
Busy, busy, busy. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us here on KFGO. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on.
And folks, look that up. Cast your ballot right now.